Now let's first discuss cataracts. A cataract is any opacity in the lens of the eye. An opacity is an area that is not clear. The lens is the clear window near the front of the eye through which you see. When that becomes blurry or unclear, your vision is blurry and unclear. If it progresses, you can become blind. Cataracts are present in 50% of those aged 65 to 74. The prevalence increases to about 70% for those who are over 75. What are the causes? Here they are. Number one, refined sugar. Sugar accumulates in the lens and causes swelling that can cause rupture of the cells. Two, dairy products. Milk, cheese, butter, yogurt, ice cream, and all other dairy products result in clouding of the lens, which is the definition of a cataract. Number three, fats and oils that are heated by cooking or processing do the same thing. Number four, lack of proper nutrition, including fresh fruits and vegetables with adequate amounts of vitamin A, C, E, and B vitamins contained in the natural whole foods, fruits and vegetables, not in supplement pills. A few years ago, researchers reported that women with adequate amounts of vitamin C in the natural food in their diet had about one-fifth the risk of developing cataracts as those who didn't. Number five, dehydration. Adequate water is necessary to carry waste products away from the eye for elimination from the body. Number six, stress. Stress increases dehydration. In addition, stress increases the production of oxidants in the body, toxic compounds that contribute to cataract formation. Seven, smoking. There are numerous toxic substances in cigarettes in addition to nicotine. These contribute to cataract formation. Number eight, the eye drops used in the treatment of glaucoma and many other drug medications. Number nine, MSG and NutraSweet cause severe vision problems and sometimes complete blindness, which we will discuss a little later. Number 10, cataracts are also associated with a number of systemic diseases, including diabetes and juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. The conventional treatment is to surgically remove the cataract and insert a new lens. No mention is ever made of instituting a plan that will prevent or reverse the problem. So what should one do to prevent or reverse cataracts? The obvious answer is to stop doing the things that cause cataracts. Stop eating refined sugar. That's the sugar that is in cakes and cookies and ice cream and soda and candy and all other sweets. Plus, it's the sugar that is hidden in virtually all processed food. The natural sugar that is in whole, fresh, natural fruits, such as apples, oranges, berries, bananas, and other fruits, will not harm your eyes if it is eaten in its whole, natural form. You also must stop all dairy products, including milk, cheese, butter, yogurt, ice cream, etc. And stop eating fats and oils, including the fat in meat, poultry, fish, dairy, and eggs. And stop using fats and oils in cooking. And don't eat processed foods because the fats and oils used in these products are especially harmful. Stop eating processed foods as virtually all of them contain MSG and/or NutraSweet and numerous other harmful additives. Start eating a vegan diet, rich in natural whole foods. That's a diet of fruits, grains, and vegetables in their natural form. Start exercising, even if it's just walking. This will increase your circulation, bringing life-giving oxygen to your cells, including the cells of your eye. And it will help eliminate toxic waste from your eye, as well as from the rest of your body. Start drinking at least 10 glasses of water every day. That's the amount of water your body loses every day just from the daily processes of living. You must drink even more water when you are working hard, when you are stressed, or when the weather is hot. Stop drinking alcohol, coffee, tea, and other caffeinated beverages, all of which dehydrate your body since caffeine is a diuretic and it takes more water out of your body than comes in with the drink. Get plenty of fresh air and sunshine, both of which are absolutely necessary for healthy cells of every organ in your body. and they both boost your immune system and help eliminate toxins from your body. Get to sleep by 9:30 at night, 10 p.m. at the latest. This allows your body to rest and regenerate and repair damaged cells. Learn to handle your stress, not by clenching your teeth, but by giving your stress to the Lord. After all, He is in charge of this world and in charge of your life. When you really get to know Him, you will realize why the Bible says, "Cast your burdens on Him, for He cares for you." That's in 1 Peter 5:7, and Philippians 4:6 tells us to be anxious for nothing. Give your cares to God. And you must maintain the proper attitude, an attitude of gratitude, being thankful for what you do have. It is very true that a merry heart does good like a medicine, as the Bible says. An ugly disposition, anger, grudge-holding, selfishness, bitterness, all of these wrong attitudes cause harmful chemicals to form in the body, and that will result in illness of all kinds. These 10 steps, proper nutrition, a diet of fruits, grains, and vegetables in their natural form, exercise, adequate water drinking, sunlight, fresh air, abstinence from alcohol, caffeine, sugar, MSG, NutraSweet, and all other chemical additives in your food, proper rest at the proper time of night, trust in God, an attitude of gratitude and benevolence, which is unselfishness, these are the same 10 steps that I use to reverse my severe, life-threatening cancer. These steps work for virtually all disease, including eye diseases.